The government's star witness took the stand today in the trial of Senator Ted Stevens. Bill Allen was once a respected businessman in Alaska and ran Veeco, one of the state's largest private companies. But he pleaded guilty last year to bribing state lawmakers, and prosecutors say he gave Ted Stevens gifts worth more than $250,000. Stevens is accused of lying about the gifts on his Senate financial disclosure forms. As APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington, today's testimony scratched the surface of what Allen has to offer.
Bill Allen doesn't look all that different now than he does in a portrait taken back when he was Veeco's CEO. It's the same white hair, the same portly figure, but the 71-year-old has lost his smile and now seems tired and drained. It's been a major fall from grace for Allen, who took the stand Tuesday to testify in the trial of a man who used to be a close friend. Allen started by explaining why his speech is sometimes faltering and why he has to search for certain words. A 2001 motorcycle accident damaged the part of his brain that controls word recall, but Allen said it did not affect his memory. The prosecutor then walked Allen through his biography. He grew up poor in the lower 48 and went from being a welder's assistant to starting his own company. At its height, Veeco had thousands of employees and took in $800 million to $1 billion in revenue. Allen said he and Stevens were part of a circle of friends who took fishing trips together. The senator didn't react when Allen talked about his admiration for Stevens' work ethic and love of Alaska. Then prosecutors got to the reason they called Allen to the stand, gifts he allegedly gave Stevens. Allen said he and the senator traded vehicles in 1999. Allen swapped his Land Rover for Stevens' 1964 Mustang and $5,000. Allen said the trade probably wasn't even because the Mustang wasn't in the mint condition the two claimed at the time, but he said he did it simply because, quote, "I like Ted." Allen talked of supplying a generator for the Stevens-Girdwood home because Stevens said he needed one to prepare for Y2K, the year 2000 bug. Veeco employees installed the $5,000 to $6,000 unit on the clock. Allen said Stevens never paid him back, and when asked if he paid Veeco, Allen said, quote, "I don't know. I don't think so." The prosecutor asked Allen if he knew of Stevens' house in Girdwood. He replied that, in fact, he, quote, "helped him build a house there." More details about what exactly Allen and Veeco did at the Stevens home will have to wait until Wednesday when court resumes. Stevens' lawyers claim the senator knew nothing of his old friend's activities, and they'll have a chance to cross-examine Allen soon. But some things are off the table. Defense lawyers aren't allowed to tell the jury Allen is being investigated in Alaska on two counts of having sex with teenage girls. They can only say Allen is facing an investigation and ask if that's influencing his testimony in this trial. The defense attorneys are happy, however, with the decision the judge made Tuesday that Allen can only tell the jurors he pleaded guilty last year to bribing state lawmakers. He can't say who, because Allen claims he bribed Stevens' son, Ben Stevens. Ben Stevens has not been charged with a crime. The judge said mentioning his name would prejudice the jury. The start of Allen's testimony came in the final hour of court Tuesday. The rest of the day was spent on other witnesses, including two Veeco employees who talked about doing odd jobs at the Stevens-Girdwood home. One hired specialists to help with repair work and said he thought Stevens or Stevens' son Ben said they would pay the contractors, although paying Veeco was never discussed. Senator Stevens' former press secretary, Courtney Boone, testified about fielding a call in 2004 from a reporter asking if the senator had not paid for work done on his house. The reporter credited an unnamed source with the information. Boone said her reaction was likely, quote, "Are you kidding?" But she asked Stevens, who said his wife Catherine handled the work on the house. Prosecutors entered into evidence an email Boone wrote to the Stevens couple, saying she found out that the house deck was built by a contractor who used some old pipe from Veeco. The email also said they'd figured out the reporter's inside source, a fired Veeco employee described as a disgruntled foreman. Boone said Catherine Stevens showed her receipts and canceled checks from the renovation project, and that as a press secretary, secretary, she tried to get the story to go away and didn't bother to mention Vico's involvement in the renovation. Stevens did pay Christensen Builders $160,000 for work done on the house, but prosecutors say the project actually cost more than double that price and that Vico gave Stevens numerous freebies. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.